Lake Effect continues on WUWM now. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Bonnie North. Although baseball here in Wisconsin starts as soon as the snow melts in the spring, it doesn't really heat up until summer. For many fans, baseball and summer go hand in hand, and high school baseball has been a summer staple here in Wisconsin for the past 54 years.
All that is coming to an end, though, as the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletics Association Board of Control voted this spring to end summer baseball and move all teams to spring, rather than giving them the choice of seasons.
Earlier this month, Capco Park in Mequon played host to the final WIAA Summer Baseball State Tournament. Lake Effect's Ben Benversi played high school baseball in Wisconsin a few years back. He caught up with the action in Mequon and tried to figure out what summer baseball means and why the move to spring is necessary.
Before the game, a representative from each of the 53 summer baseball champions from around Wisconsin lined up around the infield, holding their trophies to recognize the long history of summer baseball in the state. One of those champions, Scooter Green, from the little town of Alma, just south of Eau Claire, made the trip out to Mequon for the occasion.
I played in a state baseball tournament, championship game in 1971. We beat Hamilton Sussex 3-2 in a great ball game. A small school of 185 students up against a school with 2,000 students. It was a great time, a great experience, and I'm very happy to be invited back to watch the last state baseball championship.
The WIAA originally offered only spring baseball, but added summer baseball in 1965 to allow schools to offer additional spring sports. Green has a unique perspective, as Alma switched from spring to summer during his time there, so he played baseball in both seasons during his career.
Baseball and summertime go together. It's pretty hard not to go anywhere to see a baseball game, girls' softball game, Little League programs. Spring has some challenges, and we had to put up with the weather and the cold and oftentimes snow, but those are the challenges that they'll have, and I'm sure they'll do well with them.
I recently caught up with my old high school baseball coach at Homestead High, Ernie Millard, to ask him about the appeal of summer baseball and the upcoming change to spring ball.
I think summer baseball is kind of distinguished from almost all other sports in that it's the only high school sport going on that time of year. And I've always heard complaints about the potential for summer baseball to be difficult for kids because they have a lot going on. I've always found it to be the exact opposite. It's the one thing going on in a community in the summertime, and it tends to galvanize people and bring them together in a great environment.
Millard says he understands the reasons for the change, but as a longtime proponent of summer baseball, he also sees some drawbacks.
I think the pros are consistency for everyone, knowing when your seasons are. There's no overlap like there had been between spring and summer. Kids are going to be able to look and say what I was going to do in the summer, whether it's camps or traveling or things, that's not going to be inhibited for them. The negative is you're taking away an opportunity for kids who wanted to be four-sport athletes. There was a small group of them. The other negative is for me, the weather and the environment that we just talked about. It's really cool to go coach summer baseball, and so that'll be lost.
Certainly, summer baseball elicits nostalgia for many, but Wade Lebecki believes the change to spring will be a positive one. He's the deputy director of the WIAA.
The kids will find that they can go out for baseball and still work for college. And I think, that's one of the factors as well when you don't have a lot of seniors out. So you're going to see more seniors on the high school teams, I think, that they haven't traditionally seen. The second thing that I think you'll find is that the coaches are going to, while they may not like the weather in March, but they'll find that they have some more time to be with their families. It's a hard change, but I think in the end, they'll find it's not that difficult.
At its peak, summer baseball had around 120 teams in the 1990s, but the numbers have been dwindling ever since, mostly due to pressure from kids wanting to play with travel teams in the summer. The WIAA voted to make the change at the same time the pros were holding spring training.
In March, we had probably 30 left, probably had three more in the mail, so 27, and I knew eight more were going. So when the board made that decision, there were really actually only 19 schools still in summer baseball. So a lot of different factors went into those decisions, but the schools made the decisions, and once we had 19, there's no way we could host a tournament.
The long history of summer baseball championships has seen its share of exciting games, and the expectation for this year in Mequon was no different. The championship game featured Milwaukee Pius and Muskego. After a Muskego pitcher threw a no-hitter in the semifinals, fans were geared up for a pitcher's duel in the finals. Sure enough, the game remained scoreless through the first 7 innings and headed to extra innings. Pius plated a run in the top of the inning on a sacrifice fly. But Muskego answered with a double by Cooper Tamblyn, who advanced on a wild pitch and then scored on a perfectly executed suicide squeeze. With the game tied, 2 outs, and the bases empty, it looked like another extra inning was in store. But 2 consecutive walks put Muskego's Frankie Sestero up to bat with runners on first and second. Sestero hit a line drive up the middle, sending pinch runner Richard Wauer racing around third to score. And Muskego stormed the field, dogpiling around the mound as Pius's players fell to the ground in disbelief. And with that exciting finish, a storied chapter of baseball history in the state came to a close. For Lake Effect, I'm Ben Benversi at Capco Park in Mequon.
You can read more about the story at WUWM.com. And to keep the conversation going, you can share your own memories of summer high school baseball in Wisconsin at WUWM Radio on Facebook.